Dream your wildest dream quietly to yourself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Dream your wildest dream quietly to yourself. We're told to dream our dreams, to dream our wildest dreams, and to get excited about them, and to get everything going about them, get the juices in our body, the energy of our body, all psyched up to move into our wildest dream. And as we do that, we sometimes get overkill. And we get overkill to the point where we're telling other people our dream, we're telling other people our goals, we're telling other people our desires and our wishes. Now, to set the record straight right at the beginning here, the reason that we're telling other people our dreams and our goals is that we would like them to participate and help us to accomplish our dreams and our goals. The reason that we are speaking out, that we are telling other people about our dreams and our goals, is that we want other people to assist us in accomplishing our dreams and our goals. Now, don't do it. Keep it to yourself. Dream your wildest dream quietly to yourself. And as you dream your wildest dream quietly to yourself, you'll find that every dream you have is a magical dream. Every dream you have is a dream of such magnificence that it's beyond imagination. And if you dream your wildest dream with another, it's bad enough dreaming it with yourself, but when you dream it with another, you get their logical, reasonable attitudes toward your dream to say oftentimes that your dream is outlandish, outrageous, and something that will never be accomplished. And of course, that's true if you continue listening to that person. And you continue listening to yourself, listening to that person. Because you're the one who chose to listen to that person. You're the one who chose to say it in their presence. Now, it doesn't matter what your plan is. You may plan on building some wonderful project. You may plan on building a wonderful house. And this house is far better than the neighborhood might call for. But it's a rural neighborhood, and you can do many wonderful things there. And so you think to yourself, I'd like to have this wonderful house in this wonderful area for me. But the neighborhood is kind of shoddy. Well, the first thing you do is you forget about the neighborhood. And you forget about wanting to do something. And you begin seeing it already accomplished. And so you see in your mind's eye what you'd like to do. You see the beautiful home you'd like to have, the lovely lawn, the trees, the little woods in the back that is presently there, and many other things, making it into a virtual park in the middle of a casual area. And you think to yourself, my goodness. And then you stop thinking that to yourself. You say, it is done. And as you think about this, you get the permission to do all of the building that you do, and you have your architect drawing, and you're putting up the wonderful structure, and you're landscaping it in a very exceptional manner. And pretty soon, other people drive by, and they see your wonderful place in this very open area, and they say, wow, I want to do that too. And so they go and get permission to do that, and pretty soon you have a little village of charming dream houses that you had not seen in the beginning, you only saw your own. If you had told other people about it, they'd say, oh, don't do it in that neighborhood. That neighborhood is not going to go anywhere. That neighborhood's not going to... Of course it isn't if you don't get in there and do something. The neighborhood's not going to change unless you get in there and you start being yourself and bringing yourself to that neighborhood. And of course, then the neighborhood's going to change. But you say, well, logically, reasonably, well, forget that. You have to go on your dream. Many times we look in sort of the older part of town, and we see some very lovely homes that are built there. And we think to ourselves, that's overbuilt. That's built out of style. And what good can come out of that? And then shortly thereafter, they have a renovation program, and Many of the older homes are torn down, and new ones are put up, and glorious structures indeed. And you would never have dreamed that. Dream your wildest dream quietly to yourself. Get going with your dream, because there's something inside of you that says, this is a right thing to do. This is a good thing to do. This is what I want to do. And saying that to yourself, you open the doors for all of the magic, all the mystery, and all the wonder of your dream for coming true. But your dream wouldn't stand a chance if you went around telling it out loud to people, telling it out loud to people who are not dreamers, who are not visionaries as yourself, who are not people who have an interest in doing something and they don't know why, but go and do it. Can you do that for yourself? Can you have a dream and then follow it through and just quietly do it in every beautiful way, not pronouncing it to the world, but pronouncing it first to yourself, dreaming it in your heart, dreaming it in your mind, dreaming it in your soul, and then carrying out the proper functions to carry it out, and then bring it about, and lo and behold, it becomes the apex, the epitome, it becomes the primal point for your new life area, for your new attitude, for the thing that you're doing. And you may write books on positive thinking, and pretty soon everyone's writing them on positive thinking. You may give lectures on positive thinking, and soon everyone's giving lectures on positive thinking. You may teach positive thinking in your home, to your family, to your friends. You may live it in your life in every positive way, and pretty soon that's all that you experience in your world. That's all that goes on in your world is this positive thinking, because you chose to be that way and live that way and act that way and do that way. And lo and behold, that way is the way that surrounds you, is you, and that's all you know. Dream your wildest dream. Your wildest dream is the dream that has the greatest credentials in your life. It is the dream that says to the world, hey, this person knows where they're at. This person knows where they are coming from. This person is a very solid person. This person has genius about them. Oh, yes. We look at the artists and we look at them in their period of development and we think to ourselves, what strange-looking paintings. And then, give or take a few years, maybe a lifetime, and what happens? But they become quite famous and they're strange paintings that look to us at one time as being something just like splattered ink on a palette becomes a masterpiece and becomes of great value. Now, who knows who's going to be the next Michelangelo? Who's going to be the next Leonardo da Vinci? Who's going to be the next great painters of every type, or the great writers, or the great thinkers? Who's going to be the next person in this world who's going to be great? As I said, I was reading the books on the biography and autobiography of Shirley Temple. And in there, in the beginning, the child had great talent. But the mother pursued the talent and gave it the opportunity to be expressed in what she felt were beneficial areas of the day, where the child might become an actress. And lo and behold, she did. Many other mothers pursued the same thing. They did not succeed. They did not succeed because they didn't do what Shirley's mother did. Shirley's mother only showed her off where it was beneficial to show her off. She didn't show her off everywhere. She showed her off only where she might get a role, where she might be recognized as being talented. Never in competition with others, because she was the greatest, according to her mother. And of course, that's what played out for her. Now, what about you? Are you the greatest? Are you wonderful? Are you fantastic? Do you dream your wildest dream to yourself? And go about carrying it out by putting yourself in the right place at the right time to do the right thing to have your dream be carried through? Well, it can. It can. And it is for many people who are willing to do the work that it calls for. And the work that it calls for is to just be still and know that the divine in you guides you to accomplish whatever it is that your wildest dream. Be still and know the divine in you guides you in every way to your wildest dream. That's what I know of myself. And that's why my life is just filled with one wildest dream after another fulfilling itself. My wildest dream are people. And as I work with these people that are outrageous and outstanding and what have you, they never dream that they could accomplish their goals, but they tell me their goals in their quietness and their privateness, because I am their private soul. And they speak it to me, although I have no secrets. They speak it to me, and they tell me their dream. And I say, it is done. And then they say, it is done. And it is done. Dream your wildest dream quietly to yourself, and give it breathing room. Do not expect other people to get on the bandwagon and be excited about your dream, your goals for yourself. You're excited about it, and that's enough. Just know that every moment comes in its right moment, and you will carry out the right thing to do. You'll get your drawing to the architect, from the architect. You get your drawing from the architect to the builder. You get your drawing from the builder to the finished product. And lo and behold, there you sit in your own beautiful new home that at one time was but your wildest dream, and now is a reality. We can make our dreams come true. That's not difficult. But to dream our wildest dream quietly to ourselves, that's difficult, because we're so excited about what we're dreaming and what we're thinking and what we're doing. But learn to dream your wildest dream quietly, and watch each dream manifest itself, reveal itself as already fulfilled in its own wonderful, fantastic way. For such is the way it is. Know this for yourself, and as you do that, I know it with you, and it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.